Welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Holly, Episode 11, The Big Brother. The first morning of summer break smelled like warm French pancakes and maple sap syrup. Sunlight came through Ollie's bedroom window in a long golden stripes, landing right across his stomach. He blinked and stretched all four legs at once, the way Mama Trix always said him, look a starfish. And then he remembered, no school, no schedule, no Mrs. Terry saying, one scoreboard, please, just wide, glorious, and wide open, glorious summer. Ollie had a list. He had written it at the hole at it the night before on a leaf from his Explorer journal. Bike, trail with bacon dash, swimming hole, catch fireflies before dinner, build a log for in the fern field. And he looked at his list and felt a bubbly feeling rising up his belly all the way to the tip of his horns. This was going to be the best day. Ollie thudded downstairs to find Mama Trix in the kitchen table pouring a tall mug of leaf tea. Tilly's whole face lit up the moment she saw him, like something had switched on a sun on her. She banged her small hoofs on the tray table. Ollie, Ollie, morning. Tilly was Ollie's little sister, and she was very enthusiastic about everything, about pancakes, about bugs, about Ollie especially. Her frill was mostly pink, and her three horns were barely more than gentle bumps. But she made up for being small by extremely cheerful, extremely loud about it. Morning, Tillybug, Ollie said. Ollie sat down, and Mama Trix slid a stack of pancakes in front of him. Big day, Mama Trix asked, glancing at his Explorer journal tucked under his arm. The biggest, Ollie said, pouring syrup carefully in a spiral. Spike and Dash are meeting me at the Cretaceous Creek at 9. We're all doing the trail, the one that goes up past the mossy rocks and comes back by the water bowl. Well, it's fun, said Mama Trix. Fun, said Tilly. Ollie smiled at her. Maybe next year when your legs are longer, Tillybug. Tilly considered this very seriously. Then she picked up a pancake with bull's hoofs and took the biggest bite she could manage, which mostly got syrup on her nose. After breakfast, Ollie collected his things, canteen, bug catcher drawer, his list, his lucky rock that looked like a triceratops head if you squinted. Right. He found Tilly in the hallway, already collecting things too. She had her little leaf satchel, a stick, a pine cone. Ollie, go? She asked, squinting at him. Yeah, I'm heading to the creek. Me too. Tilly grabbed one of his tail spines with her hoof. Me too, Tilly, come. Tillybug, I'm meeting Spike and Dash, and it's a big trail. She tilted her head the same way Ollie tilted when he was thinking was hard. Tilly, walk good. Let me ask Mama, he said. Mama Trix said Tilly could come as far as the creek path, the flat, easy part. And when she would come and fetch from her, when Ollie and the boys headed up the big trail. That seemed fair, Tilly agreed, but the way she nodded told Ollie she had not really absorbed the second half of that plan. Spike was already at the creek, balancing on a flat rock and trying to look like he had been waiting calmly. His plates rattled when he saw Ollie finally dash. Zoom has been here for 10 minutes and he keeps slapping me. Dash Zoom from behind a fern clump. 7 minutes. I counted. Cirrus, Tilly shouted at Dash. Dash blinked. Did she just call me a sausage? Sauces, Tilly repeated. Very clear. As this explained everything, she means dinosaur, Ollie said. She's working on it. Dash puffed his chest, feathers proudly. I'll take it. They walked the flat creek, chilly trotting between Ollie and Spike. She stopped at every interesting rock, every big and every small bug. Ollie waited while she picked up a pebble that was, according to Tilly, very round and very good. He waited while she watched a dragonfly hover over the shadows. When Tilly sat down to stime a patch of mud with an interesting footprint, Stat shuffled over to Ollie and said quickly, "We're not going to make the trail, are we?" "Well, we will. Mama's coming to get her." Ollie looked at Tilly, who was now pressing her own hoof into the mud, to compare size and reporting on the results at some volume. "Soon," said Ollie. Mama Tricks collected Tilly at the fork in the path. Tilly was not pleased. She grabbed Ollie's leg and looked at him with enormous shining eyes. "Ollie, come! Tilly want Ollie." Ollie crouched down so they were nose to nose. "I'll be back before dinner," Tilly bugged. "And then can we do something together? Just you and me, promise, promise?" Tilly thought about it. She handed him the pine cone from her satchel. "For Ollie," she said gravely. "So Ollie had good luck." Ollie tucked it in his pack next to his lucky rock. "Thank you, Tilly bug." She let go of his leg and headed up the trail with Spike. He headed up the trail with Spike and Dash. The trail wound through the fern grass, past a boulder overlook where the fern valley spread out like a green quilt below. The waterfall had at the end and filled with water, with cool mist that made all three of them shake their heads and laugh. Ollie had a wonderful time. He kept Tilly's pine cone in his back the whole way. By the time Ollie got home, the afternoon sun was sitting low and orange over the fern tops. He had ate a snack and went over looking for Tilly. He found in the back garden, watering a flower that did not need watering. A small puddle was forming around it. "Tilly," Ollie said, "I think that one's done." "More water," she said firmly. He sat down in the grass. "Do you want to do something? I said I would. Tilly set down the can immediately. "Pick flowers?" "Sure." They went along the garden where the wildflowers tangled in a row. Ollie reached for the tall purple ones that Mama Tritch liked. Tilly tucked his tail. No, this one." She pointed at a small yellow one, partly hidden under Ollie. It was like a little squash looking, and the petals were uneven, but Tilly cupped her hoofs like it was the best thing she found all year. "Pretty," she said. Ollie picked up the purple ones. Tilly picked the small yellow ones. Then Tilly saw a beetle. Then a leaf shaped in her occiput looked exactly like a stegosaurus. Then she sat down to watch an ant carry a seed. "Tilly, come on. Ant's working," she said, without looking up. "4 big minutes," she agreed. "I see that, but we've been watching this ant for 4 minutes. 4 big minutes," she agreed. Augie felt a prickle of frustration start behind his horns. He's been patient all morning. He was tired. He reached down and took her hoof to help her up. She pulled it back. "No, Ollie, wait." Something in Ollie tipped over. "Tilly, I have been waiting all day," he said, too loud, too fast. "Every 5 seconds, you have to stop for something, and I just want to do one thing without waiting and waiting." "Silence." Tilly looked up at him. Her chin wobbled. Her frill went pale at the edges. She looked down at the ants, then back up at Ollie. Then she stood up quietly and walked towards the house without a word. Ollie stood in the garden feeling terrible. He found Mama Trix on the porch, shelling seeds and pods into a bowl. She looked at his face and patted the step beside her. He sat down. "I yelled at Tilly. I heard," Mama Trix said. "Not unkind," she kept shelling pods. "A steady, gentle rhythm. I didn't mean to be mean. I'm just tired of stopping every 2 minutes." Mama Trix nodded. She didn't tell him he was wrong. She just shelled another pod and said, "Do you remember when Papa Trix took you to the grain market when you were Tilly's age?" "Size Tolly?" Ollie shook his head. "You found a caterpillar on the ground and sat there right in the middle of the walkway," Mama Trix said, smiling at her seed pods. "Three families had to go around you. Papa Trix crouched down beside you the whole time and never once told you to hurry." Ollie was quiet. "Tilly thinks you're you hung the moon," Mama Trix said. "He follows you because being near you is the best part of her day. Ollie looked at his nest. "Go find her," Mama Trix said. Tilly was in the corner of the living room, organizing her collection of rocks and pine cones on a low shelf, very focused, very quiet, not in her usual condition. Ollie sat down on the floor nearby Tilly. She moved a rock to a different position. "I'm sorry," I yelled. "That was not okay." She looked at him sideways. "The ant was cool," he said. "It was carrying something really big." Tilly picked up a small, smooth gray rock and held it out to him. "One of the nicer ones in her collection." "Always rock now," she said. "Thank you, Tilly Bug." He had it cut carefully. She climbed up to the neck to him. Then he leaned against his side, warm and solid. After a moment, she said, "Little feet venture? What's a little feet adventure?" When she looked up at him and patted her hoofs on the floor. "Go slow, see things." Ollie looked at the afternoon light still coming through the window, long and golden. He had Tilly's pine cone in his pack and her rock in his pocket, and a little sister pressing against his side. "Like a warm bread loaf." "Yeah," he said. "Let's do a little feet adventure." They went out to the back gate and walked down the short path that ran alongside the fern field. Tilly set the pace, which was very slow, but Ollie did not say anything about it. She stopped and looked at a spider work being on a web between two fern stems, the silk catching the low light like thin gold wire. She named the spider Buttons. Ollie said that was an excellent name. He found a rock in the muddy hollow of a root, fat and round and blinky at them with magnificent patience. She said this was Big. Ollie confirmed that Big was very good name for such a defeated frog. She picked up a fallen wreath from the path, a wide orange one, bigger than her whole head, and carried it very seriously for about 50 steps before deciding it needed to go back to nature and placing it gently off to the side. Ollie, who had been watching his sister the whole time, had realized something was happening. He had never expected he was having a really good time, not the whooshing fast kind from a bike trail or the splashy rut. That kind of the waterfall. This was a slower and quieter, the kind that came from paying close attention. The spiderweb was genuinely amazing. Big the frog had stared at them with such total dignity that Ollie had to bite his lip not to laugh. The sun was really low now. The fern tops were going copper, and even light at even evening light and Dilly was starting to drag her hoofs in the way. When she was getting sleepy, ready to head home, Raleigh asked, "Ollie, Carrie," she said, waving her hoofs at him. He crouched down. She climbed onto his back, wiping her small legs around him and tucking her chin over his fur. She smelled like grass and syrup and a little frog mud. She was heavier than she looked. "Snug," said Tilly announced. "Very snug," Ollie agreed. He walked slowly. She was asleep before they reached the back gate. A small, warm maple syrup weighed onto his back, and her breathing slow even against his neck. Papa Trux was in the garden raking fern cuttings. He looked up when Ollie came through the gate. With Tilly asleep on his back, he didn't say anything for one moment. He looked at Ollie with a soft, kind expression that Ollie recognized, the one that meant Papa Trux was a happy and a quiet, deep boy. She fell asleep. Ollie said, "Papa Trux," lifted Tilly gently. She made a small sound in her sleep but didn't wake up. And Papa Trux carried her towards the house. Ollie stayed in the garden. He thought about Mama Trix's story about being a tiny Ollie sitting as a Millie up the walkway, watching a caterpillar while Papa Trux waited beside him. He thought about Tilly pressing her best pine cone into his hoofs so he would have good luck on the trail she couldn't go on yet. Every Tuesday, he decided a little feat adventure with just the two of them. Not because he had to, because Big the Frog has always been genuinely excellent, and he missed things that you move too fast, and Tilly always seemed to know exactly where to find them. The last of the light turned the fern crops gold. Ollie listened to the creek somewhere behind the trees and felt quietly and completely that had been a good day. Ollie's dinosaur fact. Do you know that some dinosaurs were wonderful parents? Some scientists discovered a dinosaur called a Mona Lisa, and her name means mother, good mother. Back in 1979, a paleontologist named Jack Horner was searching the state of Manonta when he found something amazing: fossilized nest filled with eggs and a baby dinosaur still inside them. But there's a really special part: the baby's teeth were worn down, which means they have already been chewing and eating solid food. That tells scientists that the mom and papa Monosaurus, they were plants and food right to the next, and feeding their baby the same way a bird feeds its chicks, right to the nest and feeding the babies. Parents stay close and kept caring for their little ones after they hatched. Mosasaurus were big dinosaurs, much bigger than a car, but they still took the time and patience to take care of the smallest ones in the family. Some things, it turns out, never change. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Stop Trump and Learn with Holly.
Thanks for listening. Find more podcasts under the Kind Brook Studios Podcast Network.